Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Tatika. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was just checking my bank account and noticed y'all took some money out of it.
Yes, sir.
And the funny thing is, this card has not been used in like 2 or 3 days.
Okay. Could I please get your zip code?
Yes, 78947.
First and last name, sir?
William Ewing, E-W-I-N-G.
Okay, give me 1 minute.
First of all, I'd just like to know what it is that I supposedly bought.
I don't know right now. I'm just trying to, okay. I'm trying to figure it out too.
Alrighty. Because I only had $2.15 in that account. That's why I just left the card at home.
Oh, okay.
I knew I didn't have enough money to order anything.
I understand that.
Now, tomorrow, that may be a different story, but today...
Okay, sir. Spell your last name again.
E-W-I-N-G, just like E-Wing, but it's pronounced Ewing, like it's U-I-N-G.
Okay, okay, you said E-Wing, E-W-I-N-G.
That's it, correct.
Okay. All right, let me see. Let's see if it's with this phone number, because right now I'm not finding anything in my database, and I only got one for this when you called in, it lets me know exactly where to go, and right now I'm not finding anything. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, because it,
okay.
What information?
Okay, what was your, do you know a Mike Ewing?
That's me.
Okay, that's you. All right, there. I did find your account. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Could you verify your address for me?
1159 County Road 417, Lexington, Texas 78947.
Okay. Let me see what's going on. All right.
Okay.
I mean, it's coming up real slow. But I got
That's
you.
That's all right. Whatever's doing is faster than I am.
So. Okay. All right. Here we go. Basically, this is an account, and it stems back from you. Or did you take a survey and it told you to pick a gift?
Yeah, I've done that, but not today.
Yeah, and it was a tactical bag.
Yeah, that was three or four days ago.
Yeah, that was May 2nd, 2022. This right
but
here,
I
know exactly what it is.
Okay.
I know exactly what it is. Go ahead.
No, I filled out my name and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to the part, they said it would just be like a $3 or $4
shipping
delivery fee or shipping or whatever. And then it asked me for bank information, credit card information, and I never gave that. I'm uncomfortable doing that over the internet because I don't know who's going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I never gave any information unless they've been able to pull it from something else
mm-hmm.
that has been purchased with that card.
Okay. Did you get the tactical bag?
No, I haven't received anything.
Okay. 1 minute, let me paste.
If you need the I can give you the last four numbers of that account.
Nah, it ain't been to you yet. It's not even out on delivery.
That's because
okay.
I did not give them the information to take the delivery fee out.
And they did, though. It was done. It was done May 5th, 2022. And It was the tactical bag and a Hero Bob.
A what?
I don't know, a Hero Bob, and then it said something about a survivor bracelet.
No, none of that.
Yeah, all this was done on the second. And then the tactical bag, what they did was, is once you agreed to accepting that tactical bag, it was a welcoming gift to join the Factory Direct Club. Now, in the terms and agreement, it meant that if you didn't want to be a member of this Factory Direct Savings Club, please call back within 48 to 72 hours. I know you did not see it because you probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to think real hard. You know, I'm pretty good. My mind still works.
Yes, sir. And then since then, nobody called back in them 72 hours. That's what the charge of 6737 is about.
That's it.
Yes, sir. And we are going to void this subscription, no reoccurring fees, and I will be able to give you all your money back. Because this was done, when was this done? Today? Yes,
that's
it was.
That's when it showed up, because I checked my bank account a couple of times a day.
Yeah,
just,
it
you
was.
You know, because of things like this, things
yes,
show
sir.
Up. That's I do not trust the internet. I don't like it every once in a while.
It's getting real bad. It always gets real bad around income tax time.
Well,
and
anybody can make an ad look really, really good and official.
Yes, sir. You got that right. But I do have you canceled. I do have a refund voided. You should have seen either come right back in, or it will be 3 to 5 business days before it'll be able to come back in your account, okay?
Okay, I'll keep an eye out for it.
All right. Let me give you a confirmation number. And then that's your confirmation cancellation number. Do you have a pen and piece of paper?
I am ready for you, ma'am.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 260-088-010. And that is
okay,
it, sir.
That's a T?
No, C. C as in Charlie.
Okay. C.
Yes, sir.
Okay. C 260-088-010.
That's correct, sir.
Okay, I got it on my little pad here.
All right. Anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. I call the bank and cancel this card and have them do their research to find, because, like I said, there was no money in that account, and I know better than to charge
this. Yes, sir. But that is what happened. So I hope I've been informative to you, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You have. You've been mighty nice.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, got it. Shitty job.